Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Vibes and Whatnot with Jesse Antono.
Are you a lover of gist?
Cruise and vibes.
Toku toku, betayans, and everything in between.
Do you get bored easily like me?
As in, do you need something to help you relax after a stressful day? My dear, relaxation has never killed anybody. No fear, Sha, you're in the right place. You know the vibes now. So plug up and stay vibing. You're listening to Vibes and Whatnot with Jesse.
Hi love, my name is Oluwatu Jesse and you're listening to Vibes and Whatnot with Jesse. You can take a screenshot of the podcast as you're listening. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Spread the word and make the podcast go global. Don't forget to leave a comment or a voice message on Anchor. Also, don't forget to hit the favorite, subscribe, or follow button on whatever podcasting platform you're listening from. Stay tuned and stay vibing. Hi. Hi.
Hello.
What?
That is very,
hi,
that
guys.
Is very weird.
Welcome to episode 2 of season 3 of Vibes and Whatnot. With your C
and
Turner.
Coming back to I, why do we always say I? Like, normally, people are.
So,
that
what I'm supposed to
no,
say?
No, no, no. Last, I'm not saying I is not good. People that have YouTube channels. Hi, guys. Welcome to my YouTube channel.
Hey, it's not I, guys. Are you people not guys?
No, no, no. I feel there should be something else. It's okay. Not only I, guys.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening.
To the people of Lagos.
To the people of Lagos and wherever else you are listening.
Oh, I think we can come up with...
Hey, Jumila, you are older than me.
So, my queen, brother and sister.
You are older than me.
And okay. I think we should have like something we call our fans. Because we don't
even
have season 3.
Which
fans? So, we get loyal fans. Though.
My dear so, pod listeners. Ain't Tammy.
You people should come up
they're
with
not
things
fans.
You know that.
Why we call them fans?
Fans, listeners, lovers, however they want to describe. So you people should come up with something we can call you people. You know, a lot of they have
their the whatnot.
The whatnot. The vibers.
God, that's just wrong.
Vibe Republic.
Guy, do you remember this app that was Viber? Before?
Yeah, one pop. Yeah, yeah. There were a lot of apps. Ah, no. Old days. Eskimo.
Nah, there they will see you now. Probably shall
not. What have you taking me for this
one? So, anyways. Thank you for the love on our last episode. It was amazing, like super amazing. And then a lot of people could relate to the topic self-depreciating humor. I mean, I had people that sent me like 17, 22 messages just to describe how they felt and how that particular episode spoke to them. So that's amazing. Thank you guys for
listening. We're glad that we were able to, bring something that people could relate to. And we will not stop doing that.
Communicate feelings.
Yes. Because that's why we are here for you people.
I understand. All right. So which brings us to the juice that we have, the tea that we have for you guys today. As the topic indicates, it is movie review day and we are going to be talking about, drum roll please, Behind the Eyes. And we're going to be focusing on astral projection. See, this series, a lot of people finished watching it and they were confused, like they were like, ah, are we a joke to you people?
I was actually confused.
Like, so, what happened? Me, I was not confused, Cha. I figured, in fact, when you see the moment that girl left the house to say she was gonna save that girl, me, I already knew that it was a very foolish thing to do. But the twist I was not expecting, which I'm sure other people too were not expecting, is the fact that the babe is actually the guy.
Bringing it to that particular aspect. Let's just imagine. Let's create another scene.
Okay.
I'm not saying we are diving away from the movie.
Yeah.
What if she's actually the babe and not Rob? And the process of her knowing how to project, seeing another babe's, she was literally there when they were smashing.
Yeah.
So being there, knowing that yes, your husband they smash another person.
Yes.
How would you feel? Because if it was like the girl, I would salute her patience.
Well, that, I think that explains the fact that it was not the girl.
Yes.
Because I feel like if it was the girl, she would have been... You know, women are emotional beings. I mean, we're going to talk about emotions versus logic sometime on season 3, Sha. Do you understand? But the fact is women are emotional beings. So I feel like if she was actually the babe...
Babe, yeah, she would have done more.
Guy, worse. It would have been worse.
She would have killed him. As for
which one is
he got up by
me. She always...
Hey, that's the fastest poison.
Why do you not just say poison? Why you got to, why you got to
oh
say
my dog, we pussy. Oh, the guy go my man.
But
talking about emotions, I think people just like we've said this in like an episode before.
Mm-hmm.
People, we are emotional.
People generally
emotional. Okay. Some people haven't just found that thing that triggers
their own emotions. Emotional.
And
some people
have, and they reduce it. They be like, don't let me appear too needy, too this, too that.
Okay.
Yet. Mm. But mostly in women. Mm. We already know the emotion comes before anything else.
Okay.
But as a guy, I feel, oh yeah, go my log bond there. That's some, not all.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. I get what you're saying. But now moving back to astral projections generally. Do you understand? I feel like I don't know how many people knew that astral projections were an actual thing before the movie, but I've heard yeah. stuff like that before, but nothing has ever been that deep. Let me put it that way. Yeah. But I've also heard stuff.
I actually have an astrologer named Mary. She sends me emails and
Ogun Lele,
and stuff.
That
so
is to start.
I have an astrologer. No, but unconsciously, she gets some things. Because
please.
I was bored.
I love that you do zodiac sign.
No.
I'm a Taurus. That's why I'm foolish.
This is different from zodiac sign.
So what's the difference? No, she knows to tell you that you're zodiac.
No.
Don't let me say rubbish.
All those people that
carry on air.
Zodiac sign in their head. They'll be saying because I'm Taurus. Oh, bon, oh, bon.
So what's the difference between that zodiac sign Kini and the astrologer named Mary?
The astrologer
Mary slept so.
Relax now. The astrologer named Mary. Sometimes I might be in doubt and unconsciously, I feel just the reason sometimes I'll just see the email. Yeah.
See, let me tell you, it's just like it's just like this episode. I don't know how many people have seen New Amsterdam, but there's this new episode that was out that dropped. There was this guy that thought he could control the weather with his mind.
Okay.
You don't understand. And truly, he said he will hear a ringing in his head, so something will happen, the weather would change, and then he would pass out. And they took him to see the psychiatrist. They took him to see Dr. Iggy Frome.
Yeah.
Frome was telling him, nah, bro, this thing has
possible.
To be a tumor. They had a CT scan, MRI, the whole works, and they didn't find anything.
Yeah.
John Stan. And it's brought, like, he was literally in therapy. And this guy kept on telling him that I can control the weather. Like, people don't get it.
And that was, he's obsessed.
Listen now, it was not obsession, it was something that started randomly. Do you understand? And lo and behold, he said, you want me to show you? I'm going to show you. And then he got so angry and he was squeezing his face. He was doing everything. And before you know it, it was very hot. I'm telling you, mad hot, that they were talking about the ozone layer. Max was trying to fix global warming. And then all of a sudden, this storm comes out of nowhere. Thunder, lightning, rain, bah. And this guy passed out. Oma, me said I was watching that like, woo! This guy can control the weather.
You know this thing you just...
But there was a scientific explanation for it. Apparently, our body reacts to the barometric pressure around us. And so, because I think his body felt that faster than the others. And because there was
an alien.
No, are you okay? the pressure around us to cause some kind of nerves overlapping and all of that. So I think it covered the tumor. It was a very tiny tumor in his head. Mm. So the CT scan did not.
Medical director.
Tell them that I'm not looking at anything as I'm saying this thing. Everything's in my head.
So what are you trying to
say? Back.
But you looked before we started.
I did. That's not what I was looking at. That was not what I was looking at. And you said, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, mama, smart. Anyways, guys, Vibers.
Vibes Republic. No, they'll come up with the name.
Vibes Republic. Vibes Machines.
Vibes Cartel.
I don't know what's going to be nice. Hi, Vibes Cartel. What?
People of Vibes Cartel.
Anyways, guys, so what I'm saying is that there was a scientific explanation for this, but when I was researching astral projection after the movie, I looked for a scientific explanation
for
what happened. A lot of people wrote articles and bo-bo-ti-bo, but the cool is there was actually like really nothing concrete or solid, do you understand, that would explain scientifically how astral projection was possible. And the thing is, it actually happens. Like, it was not just a movie or bo-bo-ti-bo. This thing actually, it might not happen as vividly as they portrayed it though, but yes, people have out of body experiences. I think that's why we would hear of people that would say maybe they were in a coma.
Yeah, just like,
and
this,
while they were in a coma,
this movie was,
they left
Buried Life.
Yes. God bless
you. If you've seen Breaded Life, you'll be able to relate to this.
You'll be able to relate. God, yeah, exactly. You have some. I'm rubbing off on you. It's quite sweet to see. Honestly, the funny thing is, I'm actually enjoying this conversation. Okay, so if you've seen Breaded, cap it, bro.
Okay, cap.
If you've seen Breaded Life, you would actually understand what we're saying. Cheget.
That's the coma example.
Yes, the coma example. And while we're researching, we found something again. Lucid dreaming in comparison to astral projection. Okay, so apparently lucid dreaming is a state of consciousness when you are dreaming. Now, I used to tell people a lot, and my friends know me for this one.
Yeah.
I always say I don't dream. In fact, that time first, before I got with my boyfriend, I was always saying, any guy that tells me dream of me, I'll tell you shit. Or y'all over. I don't used to dream.
No, but it's possible. Maybe they dream of people. They dream of you one time like that. Is that possible now? I always dream of you now.
Beep.
No, seriously.
Oh, really? Sorry.
My dream come true.
Okay. So, anyways, right. Don't mind this boy. They always make me lose guard. I will forget what I did.
She's in love with me.
But we knew. Sha. So what was I saying? I was talking about lucid dreaming and how I don't dream. Yes, true. So mostly I tell people, when people say, when you're sleeping, what do you know? Like, what kind of experiences do you have? I always tell people that I think myself to sleep. Like, I create a scenario in my head, go to bed. And the funny thing is, that scenario would have continued, like, it would have progressed in stages in my head while I was sleeping. And I would wake up, it would be with me while I wake up, and I'll remember everything that happened.
I think we do it consciously.
Sometimes you just zone out, you're actually doing it. So that is lucid dreaming. Some people call it daydreaming, or maybe daydreaming is a form of lucid dreaming. Do you understand?
Now, just lucid dream, we go
Harvard.
Yes, I think we do it consciously. If you just, they just the reason, say, like, get money.
Like this, go.
Your mind
before you know it, you're dead.
Yes, you're dead.
In that experience, do you get? But the difference between lucid dreaming and this astral projection thing was simply the fact that in astral projection, you were able to leave that body.
Yes.
Like, your consciousness will see other people and what they are actually doing.
What they are doing.
So in that breaded life now, let me bring it from
how they're fucking your husband.
Censored. Let me bring it from behind the eyes now down to breaded life.
Yeah.
I feel like that was the exact reason he knew people's names. Like, he actually knew their lifestyles. Because he literally learned how to make bread.
Yes.
You don't understand. It's like, yes, for example, I was reading one article on IG recently, like yesterday or something, that a babe woke up after a surgery. I think she stopped with an Irish accent.
Yeah. I think I saw that too.
Do you understand? It's like saying a Chinese babe wakes up now and she's speaking Yoruba. Well,
that's
Yoruba. So she probably had an out of body experience and learned the language, or maybe she observed people speaking it.
Yeah.
Do you get? So the question I want to throw out to you guys now is, would you like to experience it? Or do you feel comfortable with the fact that even right now, while we are recording, there could be somebody lurking around us,
which is our
literally
listening,
like literally watching us. I'm like, you're dissecting what I'm doing right now.
Probably one of our Vibe Republic people. they'll be like, I want to be there when they're recording.
That kind of thing.
Just go.
So, but do you guys feel like it is more like
I would like to. I would like to experience it. I wouldn't say stalker's vibe.
Okay,
she
why?
Was doing it because he's not. She is not the girl, okay. And she's not herself. Right.
Okay.
I don't know if that's right.
Yeah.
The girl is Rob. Rob had a mission.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
What was that Rob's mission?
Huh?
Sorry. What was Rob's
mission? Destroy the boy. Now he was in love with the girl, and then he saw that the boy was like bad for her and all those kind of things. Right from when they were in that.
I feel like you got it.
He felt.
Hold on. I think this was what happened. Mabin. I feel like Rob liked the babe. Yes, you are right. He felt that the guy threatened his relationship with the babe.
The babe, yes,
but then he met the guy and realized that it was the girl that was not worthy of the guy and decided he wants to take her place. So that's just meant. In simple words, it's just meant.
That's why I said it can't be described as stalkers. It's just the guy. He's meant. Normally,
I'm not talking about what he did. I'm talking about the simple idea.
The idea
might be somebody watching. You know that what he was doing at some point before he discovered, that the husband was cheating. It was because he was
watching people. Yeah.
Do you get? And it's because something the girl used to do before she taught him to. There's no how you have that kind of power that you will not leave your body.
I was about to say that.
And
you would want to lock
you,
her
that's
around.
Why I'm saying
that.
That's
right now.
You do it, but you feel comfortable with the fact that you are having your back.
It's like it's a superpower now.
No,
it's
not like you watching people now.
Okay, people
that they are watching you.
At least I
get what I'm saying.
I'm not seeing them. Well,
what if something just happened?
You know, I feel.
What if there's like a glitch in the whole superpower?
We are lagging.
Exactly, it starts lagging, and then you just see somebody on the wall, Like, what are you going to do?
Before this science thing and everything. Terrestrial powers can
hell, Dubai has brought it down to Yoruba.
No, it's not Yoruba.
Africa magic, Yoruba.
No, seriously, it happened. I won't go further into this before they say that I did do Kineo. But seriously, people in the olden days,
mm-hmm.
I bet not thorough explanations, but you know that, someone is around. Let me take it from this example that we can all relate from a dead person.
Okay.
Being around if the person dies here, the person is going to come back and all those kind of things. So terrestrial powers have described the old thing before it now increases and past science and everything. So there was a definition for it. There was a description.
Now here's the issue I'm having. There's the part that I'm having an issue with. Yes, let me put it that way. I get what you're saying about terrestrial powers and dead people, but the fact is they're dead. The truth is nobody really knows what happens
when people die.
That's,
I just use that
hold
as an
on.
Example.
Yeah,
people
I get you. That's what my issue is. That you're sleeping. Everybody's sleeping.
You don't wake up.
And then you leave your body when you are sleeping. You're not dead. That body is still breathing. The body is still breathing.
I'm going to have superpower.
But it's just zoned out.
That's superpower.
Yoruba
will say, "Oti lo mitin."
Superpower without cape.
Super. Yeah.
Bro.
Yoruba will say,
"This babe was legit unlocking 16 doors in her mind." How?
She don't. But that kind of thing, I go do things gone. I go first come up for this Nigeria thing.
But that kind of superpower is kind of shitty in my opinion because you can just look. What if, look at what happened with that girl, why she stopped. She witnessed her parents die and she could not do anything about it.
What if the thing even
because she was so far gone.
What if the thing
before she even came back.
What if the thing happened?
Because say na internet.
They kill you.
How will they can't see you now? It's just your consciousness.
What I'm trying to say is, you can astral project, you can project.
Oh, we are not like
you. Come down. I can't kill you for the spirit world.
Yeah, don't talk about.
Will you die when you are alive? Like the body, will the body die?
Yeah, fool. That's not even the one that you have an issue with. What if you astral project and you go, maybe astral project from Lagos to Ibadan? Inside your house in Lagos. Listen.
I'm listening.
Inside your house in Lagos. I'm robbers not coming inside. Then astral say, why are you looking at me? Maybe someone that's open eyes and they're astral.
When they're sleeping.
Why are you looking at me, you bitch? No! What's going to happen to
you, Papa? With blue polo.
What's going to to happen to the consciousness?
That's, yeah, you get stuck in the spiritual
think world. Of, you guys, all these questions
no,
I'm asking.
No, seriously. I feel the spirit will just get stuck. Just be wandering around.
That's your own. That's what you feel. I need answers from you guys too that are listening. Because
yeah, come up with your own answers. Honest, because this topic, it's unexplainable.
This topic really, it got us thinking, man. It really got
And we're
us
like,
thinking.
No, we really need to. We really need to put it. And we'll be doing more of movie reviews.
Yes. Yeah.
Then we should put that.
Yeah, at least once in a while we're doing. So like this today now, we review two movies. Behind Our Eyes and Braided
Life.
Double B. Okay. That's nice. I would like you to rate Behind Our Eyes over 10.
Over 10.
And give your reason for it.
I'm going to give just one reason. Just one reason, because he made me research.
Okay.
I've heard of astrology before, like you said. That's not been portrayed
in that light.
So I was really interested in knowing that. Okay. I want to know how it happened. And during the research, we discovered lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
And that is like the first stage. So you people that want to know how to do it, I think when we researched,
once you perfected lucid dreaming,
they wrote it that you can actually learn how to lucid dream.
Yes, but you can't learn astral projection.
Shevin, I want that one place to start from. Make I learn one first now.
But among people, they try things. What if you're not lucid dreaming?
And you actually do it.
You now do it. How? What's going to happen?
Or should we say, even the lucid dreaming itself is a form of astral projection? Not like it's a form on its own. And then, you know, when you say that, okay, let's say there are three stages to something.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. The whole idea is the same thing, but there are just three stages to it.
Yeah.
When you're in stage one, you are doing that thing, but at a more lower level.
Okay.
You are still doing that thing. Like, you are doing the idea of it.
Okay.
So, I think it now has names. It is called Lucid Dreams for Beginners. Here you get.
Please.
So that's the point I'm trying to make.
Basic 1 to 6.
Exactly. For beginners, it's called lucid dream. So you don't go to say you do another thing because it revolves around your own life. You're making scenarios around your own life. So if you don't increase, you don't enter another person's life. Because if you say you want to dream of being a billionaire, you can't say you want to do it alone. There'll be people you say that I'm going to have 5 friends. So during the dream, if you don't enter that person's life, say, I would like to marry this person.
Yeah.
You deliberate on that one's life. That means you have entered the person's life unconsciously.
Okay.
So you get.
Okay.
So I feel it's just doing the research. So I was making scenarios of my own.
Okay.
That's why I'm going. That's the reason. And I'm going to rate it 8.5. I'm going to give it
8.5.
Just because of the reason I just gave. It made me research. Okay. Not a lot of movies do that.
Okay. Nice. What about Braided Life?
Braided Life is just astral projection and Braided Life we go. I bet.
No.
Braided Life now astral projection.
No.
We go about.
Braided Life nah. Wait till they call that thing. What do they always say about copies that are not worth it?
Refurbished.
I'll remember it. Someone that anybody that listens to this should hit me up on my socials. Her name is Yossi.
So it's not worth it.
I'm not saying it's not worth it. It's nice.
But they didn't.
But that
they didn't portray the message.
Well, not really. I'm not even sure if that was their go-to message. Like,
because there was no explanation for
what happened to him. Yeah, so I don't think that was their.
They didn't explain.
Message. They just
because I think they had an opportunity.
Yes, now low budget. Behind the eyes.
Low budget.
Behind the eyes.
Yeah, I think when they showed the scene of the mother and the doctor.
Yeah.
I think that was a chance for them to pass a message. But the guy said, well, people have those experiences in coma and stuff like that.
Yeah, and he didn't give
an explanation.
So, but Braided Life is fun. It's cool. I mean,
I'm going to rate Braided Life 8.2 because
on comedy basis. I feel astral projection.
Not even astral projection basis, like generally.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, that, but not on the topic.
Yes,
no,
yeah, because.
Just as a movie generally.
Just as a movie generally, because, fine, they made a mistake of not giving us the reason why those things happened. But because we've not had a script like that before. In most Nollywood movies, you can't say somebody who dreamed for 5 years and waste the entire movie.
He actually dreamed for 16 days.
For 16 days.
But to him, it was five years.
That he got
and
married and everything.
He lived it.
He remembered people's names. He created the whole experience into a business.
Yes, like in his mind.
So I think that's why I'm going to rate it like that, because no other movie has had that kind of script. So yeah, I'm going to rate.
All right. So I really hope you enjoyed this short movie review episode, because me, I had fun, Sha. I enjoyed the conversation.
Let me cap it. Like you said, I'm going to cap it. I'm not going to, because it will start.
Please, it's okay.
Don't worry.
So, you guys, you know the drill. Don't forget to like, follow,
come up with
favorite,
name that we can call you people.
You know, give us answers to all the questions.
And we need to stop saying hi, guys. We need to come up with stuff. Good day, everyone. We can even start with the quotes. Yeah, I think we're going to start that.
Whoever said the eba is not hot has not tasted hot amala.
No, don't be so. We can tell you. Whoever thinks the soup is too much for the eba cannot handle success. Food for thought.
What?
And this is not great. 2019.
Yes. Oh, that's what you thought about it.
But seriously, if you reason say the soup, no, it's too much for eba. Oh, Leandro in here. So yeah, I would like to use this opportunity to say that we are sorry once again that it took time.
But we're giving all this amazing content, Sha. Easy a lot to cook up.
Yes, it's not easy.
So you got the deal.
So, well, I'm apologizing and I'm saying thank you for the reception. And
yeah, because it was awesome. Yes. It was amazing. Thanks.
We've never felt
such love.
Such intense
but
love.
But please share the love and reach our, you know, the shares, the listens.
Yes, that's the, likes, that's the least you could do for
subscription.
Yes.
Don't just talk about how much you missed us. You know, show it.
Let us share. Help us share.
You understand? You
know, like, subscribe. Yeah. We're good to go.
Until next time, guys.
Sean P, sign off.
Wow.
I miss saying that.